Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. This is a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills, empowerment, and advocacy. I am your humble host, Yemisi, and on Tech Empowered, we bring you real stories from real people whose lives have been transformed by technology in Africa and across the world. Today's episode is a powerful reminder that our skills and even passion can sometimes lead us exactly where we are meant to be if we pay close attention. Our guest today is Chioma Agu. Chioma studied cell biology and genetics, but curiosity, a passion for solving problems, and a deep interest in people led her to something different: product management. Chioma joined the Women Texas Bootcamp to learn more, and within a year, she moved from being an intern to becoming a product manager in a fintech company. The best part is that Chioma is here with us today, so she will share her story, how she made the pivot, the challenges she faced, how she was able to grow very fast. So relax, grab your favorite drink, because this episode is packed with gems you do not want to miss. So let's get right into the conversation today. Let's meet Chioma. Hello, Chioma.
Hi, Lucy. Nice to be here.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start at the top. Let's meet Chioma. Who is Chioma? What was your background like before tech? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm currently a product manager working at an inclusive fintech startup. And my background started from tech, actually. Like you already know, I studied cell biology and genetics at the University of Lagos, which is a science discipline, right? But even between then and I'm working in tech now, I was an entrepreneur as well. I ran a business. And before pivoting into tech, I was curious about, finding a career path that would merge the creativity that built, as well as, my curiosity and my love for logic. So that's basically my background, everything about what happened. In short, a summary of what happened before I transitioned into tech.
Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so at what point did you realize that you wanted to do tech, or you wanted to go into tech, and what drew you to product management in particular?
Okay, so there wasn't like a aha, like an aha moment, like, okay, I want to do tech, it must be tech or it's nothing. It was more like a gradual realization. So, like I said, I was in school. When I was in school, I started a business, and I then realized that I enjoyed strategy, because one thing about being a business owner, especially a solo business owner, is that you are everything. You are the head, as they say. You are the law, you are the jury, you are the everything. So I enjoyed strategy, building strategies for my business. I enjoyed working with people, and I enjoyed making work. In trying to make things easier, trying to set up automations for my business, I was like, okay, I like this. I want to see how I can contribute to, let's say, a product or a project that can improve people's lives, right? So I was always drawn to how things work, how to improve them, how to make things, more appealing to people. Because even as a business owner, whenever I get feedback from my clients or people who engage with my services, and I know that, okay, I'm hearing this that is better because I did ABC, that made me feel good, right? So I wanted to apply all of that into also a global role, a global career, right? So that having that need of having that hunger in me led me to start making research, trying to decide what I needed to do, what I wanted to do. I think that when I had this thought in me, I now got to that point where many people get to when they want to do tech, but they just don't know what part of tech to get into. So I read a lot. I just knew that, okay, whatever I was doing had to deal with people, it had to also deal with strategy, it had to deal with products, it had to deal with basically making things better. And that's customer centricity is one of the things that I would say is my superpower. Right. So I took a course in design at some point. Then I took my first virtual course in product management before I now took a course with Tech for Dev for product management, and then I realized that, okay, yes, this is the place I wanted to be in, you know, because product management is an intersection between, you know, business, technology, and people. So it was just the perfect fit for me. It wasn't quite linear. It was a bit of going round and round and round, but staying true to the things that I already had curiosity for.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that insight into how you started. When you started learning, were there moments when you doubted your decision or when you felt overwhelmed? How did you overcome those moments?
Yeah, so yeah, when I started learning, I was, you know, I don't have a tech background academically. I have a science background. So it was having to learn a lot of concepts from the ground up, you know, having to really familiarize myself, not even just concept, also even knowing where exactly I would like to work in. Is it fintech? Is it edtech? Is it, you know, so there was just a lot. And during those times of trying to figure things out, yeah, I was wondering if I was going to even, if I was good enough, if I was going to be able to break in. You know, being a beginner, you are trying to get knowledge. You're exposed to a lot of people's stories as well. And you hear about, you know, this person that came in, so and so and so at the age of 21 in Microsoft. And you're like, I'm just starting my career. Am I going to get there? But I would say I overcame those moments by, you know, focusing on doing one thing at a time and bridging the knowledge gap. Because number one, as a beginner, was that during my learning was that I had to get more knowledge. So I'm trying to bridge that knowledge gap, you know, also reaching out to people, being involved in communities of like-minded and similar people with similar journeys, basically. So that was it. Even now, where I'm already a product manager, like I'm still, like everyone else, I'm still, you know, on my own path to being the better version of myself. So I still have to do some of the things that I had to do then, you understand, to try and grow. So yeah, so for me, overcoming those moments were focusing on learning, choosing one thing at a time. I want to get my first role, and I look at all the job descriptions I see for internships, product management interns. What do they ask for? Do I know this thing? Let me go and learn it. Is there any bootcamp that's going to teach me this thing? Let me join it, you know. And that was how I actually found out about Tech for Dev Women Tech Stars Bootcamp. So yeah, that was how I worked in those moments.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, curiosity to learn is, especially if you're a beginner and you're just trying something new for the first time, there'll definitely be a lot of knowledge gap that you need to fill. So being open to learning and absorbing as much information that you can would actually go a long way to, you know, helping you stay grounded. So thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so you joined the Women Tech Stars Bootcamp. What was that experience like for you? Do you think it helped you in your career journey in any way?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, definitely. And did I mention definitely? Definitely.
I think you did.
I joined the Women Tech Stars Bootcamp, and it was actually amazing and very, very beneficial to my landing my first role. In fact, I found out about the Women Tech Stars Bootcamp on Twitter, right? And I tried to join the earlier cohort, but I had missed the application time. So I decided to wait, keep my eye out for the next one. And when that came, one of the things that drew me to it was the fact that it was flexible. I liked the fact that you could choose either to take the weekday classes or weekend classes, which meant that they were aware that a lot of people who were transitioning had either traditional corporate jobs or non-traditional corporate jobs, whatever it is that could make them not be generally available during certain days of the week, right? And then there was a breakdown of the curriculum, what we stood to gain. And like I said, I had a list of the things I wanted to learn to be able to position myself for my first product internship role. And a lot of those things were covered by the Tech Stars Bootcamp. And I also like the fact that there was also a community that you could join, and then there was alumni support. Like all these things at that point, they were promises that I saw. I hadn't experienced them yet, but they were the things I saw listed that made me join in. Now, upon joining, like the classes themselves were very, very thorough. We had a very great tutor, Mr. Mohammed. I still remember him. I think he he's also a product manager, and he lives in the north also. And then the classes were filled with ladies from different parts of, you know, Africa. There were Ghanaians, there were Kenyans, and then it was very interactive, you know. So, and there were assignments, and if you had any issues, you could reach out to a tutor, and he would put you through if you're having any issues and discuss it at the next class, you know. So there was a class, there was teaching, there were the classes part, and then there was a project where we had to work in groups, and that was actually great because I got to meet a lot of ladies, see what we can do when we work together, and the things that we were taught in class, we had to apply them, because I remember our project was to work on a proposal for a product that we had come up with, and then everything had to do with, you know, case studies, having a problem statement, user personas, user journey, having a product roadmap. So everything that we learned, and it was just easy to work together and apply that knowledge because we had learned it, you know, quite easily. I would say not necessarily easily, but like we, you know, the knowledge was imparted and it was received by us, right? So, and then after that, right, we now joined the alumni group. And I, one thing I liked about Tech for Dev is that it's like they understood, should I say you, since I'm talking to you guys from Tech for Dev, they understood that the typical learner's journey, especially from going from having no knowledge to landing your first role, requires a lot, from even that bridging that knowledge gap to having a community, to having opportunities for these jobs themselves, to having webinars, to having, like, I would say it's another level of hand holding that is actually very, very productive. And that's one of the things I liked about Tech for Dev. Like, anything you need for your journey as a beginner or as somebody who needs to learn, like, is already provided, and not even in a performative way, it's just that there is that presence. So, and there's that community, and there's, you know, there are those people that you can reach out to. So we're done with the boot camp, right? And I joined the alumni group, and I also like the fact that a lot of times there were like some major tech opportunities, like Outreachy, they would organize webinars, and former and also Tech for Dev alumni would come and speak to us. That was also very, very, very empowering and very inspiring to those of us who were on the call. So I'm not to drag too much on this question. So I finished the course in April, I think. And then in May, I remember that a job was posted, I think by Mr. Paul or so. I can't remember who posted the job role. There was an opportunity for product intern. We should make submit our CVs, send in our applications. And I did that. And I was called by the company for an interview. And I know that I also reached out to the community managers to let them know, okay, this was how far it had gone, and it was, you know, the job that we applied for and everything. So I went for the interview. It was, I think there were two interviews I went for. And there were actually other people there who also came from Tech for Dev. I was successful. I was picked as a product. I got the job as a product intern. And other people also came for the interviews from Tech for Dev, also got roles in the company. I think someone else in my company currently, who works as a customer success associate, she was also from Tech for Dev as well. So that was how it's gone from me being an absolute beginner to now being I'm now having experience. So if I'm filling forms, and how many experience do you have? I don't say zero to, it's now one plus. So,
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. So how has that journey been like, from landing your first role to being a full fledged product manager? How has that journey been so far?
So it's been a journey of learning, you know, speaking specifically to product management, you know. Every time people teach product management, there are certain things they will teach. Like I already spoke about, like, you know, creating your product roadmaps, you know, requirements, criteria. And yes, those things are great, but day to day as a product manager, there are other things, a lot of other things, especially when it comes to stakeholder management, that people don't, it's not possible to be taught in any bootcamp. You have to actually just learn it yourself. It's just, these are just things that you just have to learn. So it's been a very, very serious learning process for me, I enjoy it because I always want to learn more, you know, working with teams, seeing what my role requires. Do I need to learn more on data analysis, which has also been very important? Do I need to learn more about APIs, backend, have a little knowledge on backend engineering. Like, it's just been a lot of learning still. But one of the things that's also been great is belonging to communities that I'm able to tap into the knowledge of other people, you know, hear from experienced people on how they also navigated this journey from getting their first role to being great. Because one of the things that I was very worried about at first, and not the Tech for Dev webinars that I attended when I first got my role, this was my question that I was always asking: how can I make the most of my first 90 days as a product manager? How can I make the most? And then afterwards, you know, just deciding on what to do from there. So yeah, navigating that, yeah, building myself to being better, listening to the product, what do I need to do, and also engaging in community as well, which Tech for Dev has actually honestly provided so much. So yeah, that's how it's been.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so what's one part of your story that still surprises you when you think about it?
Honestly, one part that actually surprises me is how far intentional effort can go. As much as I know I'm the one that did the work, I took the courses, yeah, and applied for roles, I'm still very surprised at the fact that I am in a different place right now. I have a different career, I have a different reality, I have a different, like, and this is just because I decided that, okay, you know what, I want to do this. Thank God, the opportunities that I am applied for, I was worthy of them, and, you know, I've also tried every day to be better. So it's just, that's basically the only thing that has actually been very, very surprising to me. Surprising in a good way, and makes me proud of myself as well. The fact that I was able to say, this is what I would do, so I'll be consistent with, and staying true to asking questions, learning things, you know. And now I'm in places that, you know, I didn't even know about, let's say, 2 years ago. Because I remember when I was taking my courses, like I said, I was an entrepreneur. So I had like even a store and everything. So I was in my store as a business owner. And now I am a product manager. Like, it's a different life entirely. And it is, I am doing what I want to do. I am where I want to be. And it's because I decided that I was going to do this thing. So yeah, I mean, if it's maybe someone who graduated from computer science will say, oh, it's normal to me. But from science to entrepreneurship, now to product management, it's actually very surprising to me sometimes.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, well, I like what you said about intentionality, right? Intentionality is the name of the game, guys. Even when you said that you want being intentional and being consistent to actually following through, those are things that actually take you from point A to point B. So thank you so much for sharing that. So what advice would you give to someone who is listening and who is probably considering maybe starting a tech career or just trying to make a change in their career journey, but they're unsure about where to start or what to do? What advice would you give someone like that?
I would say start with what you're curious about and let things go from there. Don't worry about being perfect at the beginning. Don't let yourself get overwhelmed by the information. It has to just take one step at a time. Pick one area, take a course, join a community, you know, build something small, start a small project. If that's where you are, you know, as a beginner, ask questions, and then, you know, don't underestimate how far you can go from just starting. Just start, you know, just do one thing, do the first thing. And also, you know, people say build in public, which is also good. Like, even from just sharing posts on LinkedIn, I know how much interactions and people who I've been able to connect with as well. So imagine what you can now open up yourself to as a beginner who is starting, and you're also putting it out there that, okay, this is what you're doing. So just start, and start with what you're curious about, and let it just light the path for you. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to begin. I remember when I was having issues with imposter syndrome, and I remember I used to tell my manager about it, and he would tell me that you should just start, do something, and the confidence will follow up afterwards. So just begin and do what you need to do, satisfy your curiosity, and then take it from there.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Chioma. Just that as very key advice for anyone who is unsure about what to do. Just that, take the first step, What do you need to achieve what you're looking at? The vision you have in your mind? How do you want to get there? Just start. Take the first step. Once you take the first step, things start to sort of like fall into place. Thank you so much, Yoma, for joining us today and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, MEC, for Antech for having me.
All right, so thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for listening to Choma's story. Choma's story is such a beautiful reminder that it's okay to try, you know, put yourself out there, be curious, stay curious, learn, and be committed to putting in the work. She said something very important, being intentional and consistent. Those are like key things to keep you grounded in whatever path that you have chosen. And most importantly, Choma believed in herself, that she could do more. You know, those things are powerful steps towards starting something new. And in just 1 year, she moved to a product manager role at a fintech company. That's what intentionality, consistency, and resilience can get you. So let this be your takeaway today and find where your interest lies, learn, put in the work, and most importantly, believe in yourself. A big thank you to Choma for showing us what is possible. And thank you to you for listening. Thank you for staying with us till the end of this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and tune in next week for more stories of transformation. I am Yemisi, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.